FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Dopamine Damage Control fam. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world without getting sucked into those endless dopamine loops. You know the drill, life throws its curveballs, we overreact, and before we know it, we're spiraling down a rabbit hole of self-criticism. But guess what? We're not robots programmed for perfection. We're humans. And sometimes, that means making mistakes, feeling things intensely, and maybe even saying or doing things we regret. So how do we deal with that inner critic who's always on our case? How do we learn to treat ourselves with a little bit of love and understanding? That's what we're diving into today, developing self-compassion and practicing self-forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion, isn't that just being soft on yourself? Hold on, because this isn't about letting yourself off the hook for bad behavior. It's about recognizing that we all mess up, acknowledging our struggles, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Separate your identity from your mistakes. Ever felt like you were defined by a single mistake? Like your whole world crumbled because of that one slip-up? It's time to separate your actions from who you are as a person. You are not your mistakes. We all make them. Think of it this way. If your best friend messed up, would you abandon them? Would you tell them they're a bad person because of one action? Of course not. So treat yourself with the same grace and understanding. 2. Practice mindfulness. It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of our thoughts, constantly analyzing and judging ourselves. But mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment. Pay attention to your breath, to the sensations in your body, to the sounds around you. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without judgment, then gently guide your attention back to the present. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That little voice in your head that's always putting you down? Yeah, let's talk about it. The first step is to recognize when it's speaking. Then, challenge its negativity with kindness and realistic perspectives. Instead of saying I'm a failure, try this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this experience. Remember, your inner critic isn't always right sometimes, it just needs a reality check. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your self-compassion. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the small things. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. When you focus on what's positive, it becomes easier to be kinder to yourself. 5. Remember your strengths. We all have unique talents and qualities that make us special. Make a list of your strengths, big or small, and remind yourself of them often. Recognizing your own worth can help you build self-compassion and forgive yourself for past mistakes. Now, let me share a real-life example with you. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. You practice for weeks, feeling confident and prepared. But then, during the presentation, you stumble over your words, your mind goes blank, and you completely lose your train of thought. The room falls silent, and you feel your cheeks burning with embarrassment. You probably replay that moment in your head countless times, beating yourself up for not being perfect. But here's the thing. Everyone makes mistakes. Even seasoned professionals have those moments where they freeze up or say something awkward. Instead of letting that one experience define you, try practicing self-compassion. Acknowledge that you made a mistake, learn from it, and move on. Remember, your worth isn't tied to the outcome of a single presentation. So remember, folks, self-compassion is like a warm hug for your soul. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. It's not about letting yourself off the hook, it's about giving yourself the same grace and support you would offer to someone you love. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Separate your identity from your mistakes, practice mindfulness, challenge your inner critic, cultivate gratitude, and remember your strengths. Take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember that you're amazing just the way you are. Now go out there and rock it, but don't forget to give yourself a little pat on the back along the way. See you tomorrow for another dose of dopamine damage control. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.